I want to welcome you back to the Raised Eyebrow for February 22nd, 2005. This is the second 5 minutes. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. And today, we are talking about Calvinism and what it is. And we are tackling the very first T in the acronym of TULIP called Total Depravity. And what I basically said here was that the T basically says that it doesn't... Total depravity is not absolute depravity, that it doesn't mean that you will always choose evil. It just means that you would, generally speaking, choose evil over good, actually for the majority of the time. And also that the standard is holiness, so it has nothing to do with what you do when you get to heaven and look before God. God's not going to say you did more good than you did evil, therefore you get into heaven. The standard has to do with being completely holy. That's why a lot of times, too, when I hear people saying, well, God's all about love. Well, God is all about love. God is love, for that matter. But he's also about holiness. What you can't do, and this is where bad theology often takes place, is you take an attribute of God and you exalt it above another attribute of God. God is the same of these attributes all the time. He's not love over holiness. Now, everything he does is out of love. But at the same time, he doesn't exalt that to the extreme portion where he says, I love you so much you can do anything you want. In the words of Max Lucado, and I hope I get this right, Jesus loves you just the way you are, but he loves you so much too much to keep you that way. I thought that was a great quote. By the way, a great book, Just Like Jesus by Max Lucado. Fantastic. A guy that, by the way, I don't think believes in total depravity, but it was still a great quote. Max Lucado's Church of Christ, they tend to be a little more Arminian in their approach to the Bible, which I also should add as a side note that just because you're Arminian doesn't necessarily make you not a Christian. There are extreme forms of Arminianism, and I think those would be pretty rough. It's where they just boil everything down to a free will salvation. Sinning too much will not make you lose your salvation. If you are truly a Christian, sin to you, it's an affront to God to begin with, but it really should bother you. And if it doesn't bother you, there really ought to be a place where you have to be checking out your salvation and what you believe. Arminianism, as opposed to Calvinism, would basically say, you know, you can lose your salvation through sinning too much, extreme Arminianism. The other view is, and I think this is a much more balanced view, a little more of a Wesleyan view, I should say, rather than an Arminian view, but that in order to leave the Christian faith, you would have to make just as important a decision as you did to come into the Christian faith, which I think is a balanced view. I don't agree with it, but I think it's a little more balanced. So I can kind of just accept that. But the extreme form of Arminianism, some people argue that it's another gospel. I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but I do think it's a very dangerous theology. But anyway, like we were saying, you know, we're breaking down this sentence in the Westminster. You know, he has lost all ability of will to any spiritual good accompanying salvation. So in other words, no matter how much good he does, man cannot save himself. So as a natural man, being altogether averse from good and dead in sin. Now here I want to point this out too. That is a direct quote from one of the Pauline epistles. We are dead in our sins. And I've never seen a dead man make any decisions for anything. That's an important thing. We must understand, I think, in order to really properly grasp where we are before we're Christians, we need to understand that we are dead in our sins. We are totally depraved. That doesn't mean there's not good in us, because there is good in us. We were created by the image of, you know, in the image of God, by God himself. But it just basically means that we are not capable of digging ourselves out of a hole, because we are dead in our sins. We are hell-bound sinners. I know that doesn't fly too good in the face of politically correct America right now to hear that the majority of the human, or actually all the human race, when they come into existence, that they're hellbound. But that's what the Bible says. And that's what I believe. He is not able by his own strength to convert himself, and here's the interesting quote, to, or to prepare himself thereunto. Now, there is this doctrine in the Christian faith called the doctrine of regeneration. What the doctrine of regeneration is when the Spirit comes in and it regenerates your soul. Now, regeneration, I need to point this out, is not sanctification. A lot of the more Arminian Wesleyan brothers in Christ that I have would say that that is, you know, regeneration is sanctification, and that is not at all the case. What happens, and we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow when we talk about unconditional election, is that the Spirit comes upon you, and He regenerates your will in order for you, He kind of repairs your will, if you will, no pun intended, He repairs your will so that you can receive Christ. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to make the decision that they have to make Christ something about them. They want to make it human-centered. And it's never human-centered. Like I said, I am reformed. I believe in the sovereignty of God in all things. God is sovereign. He is in control. It's never about you. If you guys have ever read Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life, which has been a bestseller, the very first line in his book, I love it. It says, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's always, always about God. And that's where we tend to really get off when it comes to how we express our faith and what we do. This isn't about us. This is about His glory, soli Deo Gloria, for the glory of God alone. That's where this comes into. So, we will talk, wow, I've been talking 6.5 minutes, what do you know? We will talk a little more about this tomorrow when we get into the second point of Calvinism, which is the U, or unconditional election. And until then, I will see you guys tomorrow. This is Dave McDowell for the Raised Eyebrow. See ya.